reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they pray, it shall be granted them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. I was noticing, because we recently have had a number of couples come through for marriage preparation, and first thing we do usually is we have them take this online inventory about their relationship. And there's about 150 questions or so, and what it does is, the way, depending on the way they each answer, you can identify strengths and weaknesses and some problem areas sometimes in their relationship. And I've noticed, like, most consistently, people answer, they tend to answer very often when we have a disagreement, I'm afraid to bring things up, and so I keep quiet. And the second thing that's very common is a lot of people saying, when we disagree on something, I always wind up feeling like it's my fault. Well, you might just say, well, then those people shouldn't be getting married, right? But life is made up of those things, right? And dialogue and reconciliation and healing disagreements is crucial for us. Otherwise, we wind up living very unhappy lives, disconnected from other people, without really authentic love. But gosh, it's really hard. And that's probably the experience of most of us, that we just keep quiet instead of bringing up something that's a little bit difficult to talk about, and we'd rather just avoid the subject because it always goes the same way. I wind up feeling guilty about it. You know, real love is hard. It's the call of the gospel, and it's hard. And part of the reason it's hard is we're in a culture, unfortunately, these days, where the biggest values seem to be empathy, right? Now, there's nothing wrong with empathy. But what we usually mean by empathy is we kind of feel the other person's feelings, and we sympathize with them, and we go along with them. And the last thing we want to do is say or do anything that might offend the other person, right? We just live and let live. But that's not love, right? That's avoidance. And the first reading today, the prophet Ezekiel, God speaking, and he says, "You, son of man," to the prophet, "I have appointed you a watchman for the house of Israel. When you hear me say anything, you will warn them. If I tell the wicked, 'Wicked one, you will surely die,' and you don't speak out to dissuade the wicked one from his way, he may die for his guilt, but I will hold you responsible." In other words, we have a responsibility to others to be the watchman. Yeah, to correct people fraternally, in love, not because we're so perfect and so holy, but because we love them. We've got a mistaken view of love. It's this kind of empathy where live and let live. And I'm not going to say anything. That'll rock the boat. But love really is desiring and willing the good of the other person. You want the best for him. And so sometimes it's necessary to speak with love, with prudence, with tact, with gentleness, compassion. But yes, to speak. For sure, any of you, if you had a kid that was running with a bad crowd, for sure you'd intervene and try to reorient them toward healthier, better kids. If anyone had a brother who was cheating on his wife, what would you do? Let it go? Pretend? No, the charitable thing. The thing you do in love is to try to reorient them, to straighten them out, because that behavior is going to lead to death and sin. And if you love that person, that you can't stand by and let that happen. You got to discern how you're going to try to help and fix it. Why not just mind your own business? That's a big temptation. And we have this concept in our culture today that we live in isolation. I do me, you do you, and I'm not going to bother anybody. And yet, to love people means to be engaged. And you're going to stake in their good. And we've got to intervene and act. It says in that second reading, in the letter to the Romans, it says, brothers and sisters, owe nothing to each other except to love one another. The one who loves the other fulfills all the law. The whole law is summed up. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor. Yeah, silence is often doing evil to them because they need to hear the truth. This is difficult for us. To be able to speak the truth in love to other people. And to do it in such a way that they don't feel attacked, but that it's coming from a place of love. To do that, we all have to be in touch with our own heart, right? And in our own heart has to be that love and that fidelity to Jesus and to the truth that Jesus taught us. And we have to get in touch with that when we try to summon the words to say. We need to pray about it and call upon the Holy Spirit to guide us. Because ignoring it isn't an option. And we need a whole series of virtues. Humility. Of reflection. We have to pray for these. We have to pray for wisdom. To know the truth. We have to pray for prudence. To know when to speak the truth. You know, so many people say, if somebody had only told me that I was on the wrong path. The gospel is all about reconciliation and finding peace. But the real peace is when we, in all our relationships, have Jesus at the center. Because Jesus is the one who's the way and the truth and the life. And there's no salvation except in the name of Jesus. So if we say we love our brother, we love our neighbor, we should be trying to lead him to the full truth about Jesus and what Jesus says. And not just stand there like a spectator and let them walk into danger. Otherwise, can we really say that we love them if we're allowing them to self-destruct? No. Real love requires engagement.
It requires prudence, wisdom, and humility. But that's not an excuse for nothing. Let's pray for each other that we all have the courage to speak when we need to, the prudence to know when to speak, and the wisdom to know what to say. Always guided by the Holy Spirit.